it all boils down to this idea of safety. Unfortunately, too many times in the United States, we end up looking at these types of issues as issues of particular communities in terms of who should be concerned. When we look at issues of Black men being, you know, having a trend of being killed by police officers, in many cases being unarmed, we have them on video, that we see a trend. We see, you know, undeniable truth that there are racial inequities and racial inequality in our system, yet we put the brunt of really mourning those losses and navigating those types of situations on communities of color, as opposed to looking at that as American problems, as American issues. So when it comes to the presidential candidates, they really could frame this as a justice issue, as an American issue that needs to be solved, or they could end up framing it as a safety issue. If we talk about what happened with the pressure cooker bomb in New York and New Jersey as a threat to safety, well, wouldn't we say that Americans are under threat for their, or their safety's under threat if some people feel like their car might not be able to stall out, or they may be under threat or feel uneasy waiting for their children at the bus stop? So all of these things, when we take it into account as American issues, I think then the presidential candidates may have a different approach. But unfortunately, it seems like both candidates have taken a little bit more of a compartmentalized approach to each one of these issues.
We seem to have a lot of rage in two different camps.
Yes.
How does that get reconciled in the election? Do you expect this to come up on Monday night? Are we going to hear anything Monday night that's going to address it?
When we get to the debate, we probably will have some sort of discussion about some of these issues of racial injustice. It's unavoidable to really see what's happening in Charlotte. That young people like the Rock Island Six, people in the NFL like Colin Kaepernick and others have taken knees in peaceful and respectful protests during national anthems. Now, there may be even some discussion of that in terms of respect of the anthem or respect of the flag and what it may mean to veterans and other things of that nature, because there has been a lot of attention drawn away from what Colin Kaepernick, as well as young high school students and others, are actually protesting. And it's focused more on their chosen form of protest.
There seem to be two camps coming out in a lot of social media. One is that respect is, it's mandatory, it's required. Another camp might suggest that respect is earned by the country. Mm-hmm. Do you see it that way?
I really think that respect does need to be earned to a certain level. But at the same time, I think that when you go into the respect versus lack of respect debate, then there's this automatic assumption that people are disrespecting the flag, disrespecting the country. I think I may have a different take on it if people were, let's say the Rock Island Six, let's say that they were burning flags, which is still with, you know, a lot of people might not like it, but that's actually part of freedom of speech. But let's say they were doing something like that, or they were, you know, yelling or interrupting the anthem, if they were putting up middle fingers towards the flag. But they've done the same thing that we've seen some professional athletes do in terms of respectfully and quietly taking a knee and doing it to get attention for something that they feel is weighing heavy on their heart. And we have to remember that these are children. These are high school students who are on the cusp of adulthood, and they've chosen, you know, at least in that moment in time, they chose to work together and to make a point for something that is probably hanging heavy on their hearts. Yes, people will have feelings. Some people will agree with the form of protest, some won't. But at the same time, people who have fought for our country, including my grandfather, who fought in World War II in a segregated unit and wasn't treated as well as his white counterparts, or my uncle who fought in the Korean War, but before that, he grew up in New Orleans watching black military police officers have to stay outside of stores where they were marching Nazi prisoners of war into the stores, and they were allowed to utilize facilities that black MPs weren't able to use. We have to remember all of those things when we talk about veterans and we try to bring them into the conversation, that people have fought for rights that they may not even have themselves, but to protect freedom of speech, freedom of protest, freedom of assembly, all the things that are included in our First Amendment and in our civil liberties protection.
So let me ask you then, what do you expect Monday night?
Monday night, I expect a lot of fireworks. I expect there to be a lot of personal jabs back and forth. I would think that Hillary Clinton would, her people would get her ready to paint a vision of what a Clinton presidency would look like. And I would think that she would try to take a few steps back from some of the personal attacks against Donald Trump and really painting herself as the anti-Trump. Whereas on Trump's side, I think that up to this point, he hasn't laid out a lot of detail on what a Trump presidency would look like. People aren't really sure of what the people around him will look like. And it would be good for him to be able to do that, but I'm not sure if he would be ready. I think that he wants to bring back the old Trump that really got him the nomination. So I expect him to really go on the attack on Hillary Clinton. And it'll be interesting to see how that dynamic plays out between the two of them, particularly when you start to bring in the idea of her being the experienced political veteran, him being the political novice, the whole male-female dynamic, the optics. I mean, there's so many different things. I mean, there's story with understory, understory, understory. Mm-hmm. And I think everybody will pick the thing that they want to focus upon. And depending on their focus, they may evaluate the debate totally different than the next person. It's going to be interesting, and I hope that, you know, as many listeners as possible check it out because it really will be something to talk about.